The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 16 December 2020. And I'm always fond of reminding people it's 8 days, 8 shopping days to Christmas. Yeah, unless you do your shopping on December 25th. Ah, Lord. Does it seem like Christmas to you, ladies and gentlemen? It seems about as much Christmas coming as Thanksgiving meant to me.
Yeah.
In a world that's been turned upside down, you kind of lose that rhythm of that, well, that yearly thing. You know, the stuff that you do every year. Uh-oh. Do I have Roger Landry? I'll come in, Roger Landry.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I don't know where you're
everywhere
at.
Everywhere I go.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding.
You haven't been dipping into the eggnog, have you?
No.
Okay.
But that's not to say it hasn't been dipping into me.
I see.
How are you?
I think I'm alive. I think I'm talking to Roger Landry. I think this is planet Earth, and I think the date today is the 16th of December, 2020. But I've been dropping in to see what condition our condition is in, and this doesn't look like planet Earth to me.
Well, you know what? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the situation in general. There are so many people pushing the panic button about so many things who just haven't done their homework. Everybody thinking that we're at the last straw. Trump's lost control. There's no way this is going to work. He's going to end up. No. Let me explain something to you. Going into this, anybody with half a brain, and if you only got half a brain, you're probably not working for Trump. Anybody with half a brain or more understood that it was probably going to end up exactly where it is right now. Where we're headed for is an absolute, unequivocal win for Trump. Where are we headed for? We're headed for this to be decided via a congressional vote, whereby each state gets one vote. And I will tell you right now, without any doubt whatsoever, that this is exactly what the Trump team knows. If anybody stops to consider the time between an actual taking of an election, when people actually vote, and the time where you select or you tell the world this is your new president, there is nowhere near enough time in there to adjudicate the cases that are coming up, not only by volume, but by topic. Some of these cases take months. Some of these cases take years to adjudicate, not weeks, not days. And the Trump campaign knew this, and Trump knew this. And I'm willing to bet that they are playing their cards for a congressional vote. And everything I see is heading right for that. If that's the case, even with some rhino states, it's 30 to 20 in favor of Trump. Please don't get discouraged, people out there. Please don't start beating your head against the wall. Anybody with half a brain that's working for Trump knew all of this all along, and we have actually mentioned it, you and I, John, several times in the past on your shows in the last couple of weeks, that this was a very good possibility, if not a probability.
Well, I have been discussing that point. We were waiting for the Supreme Court of the United States. We saw what they've done with that. We've seen what all the cases that have been filed in state courts. And Roger, they didn't look at any of the evidence presented. They did they covered their eyes and mouth and ears, basically, is what they did, and did yes. not. And the Trump people were there, but also what you didn't hear about was the Biden attorneys in there and what they were arguing. Okay.
Yes.
And all of these judges, being they Democrat, Republican. Case after case, it's dismissed, no standing. There's no evidence here. I'm looking at this and I'm going, is everybody stupid or corrupt or blackmailable or what?
First off, one of them is a yes, corrupt. Okay, it's who appointed you and how long do you actually want to sit there? Yes, I do believe that a lot of this, it's corruption. But again, I don't think anybody in the Trump team laid their absolute bets on any court case. And if anybody out there or everybody out there that keeps saying that Trump's case was dismissed outright by SCOTUS because it lacked standing, because it lacked merit. No, it didn't. No, they didn't. What they said was, this is not something that comes in front of the Supreme Court before it goes in front of, guess what? The states affected. So basically what they said is not you don't have merit. It's that you don't have standing at this point in the Supreme Court. What you need to do is go to these states. If you exhaust the process in these states, then you bring this to us. They didn't have standing. Merit means, you know what? This is a bunch of crap. Forget about it. You're never going to win. That isn't what happened with the Supreme Court. But if you listen to the progressive, if you listen to the communists and the socialists out there, they're going to tell you that's what happened. It didn't. Again, they take what isn't an actual defeat and they make it into an absolute defeat. The Supreme Court was actually pretty right in what they said, and it was a gamble for Texas to bring it up in front of them in the first place. Yes, a gamble. But when you're in a situation like this, even if you've only got a 20 to 25% probability of success, you take those chances. What did it do? It proved to the Trump team that there are now 17 states that are willing to stand up behind him. It proved to the Trump team that there are 7 swing states that sent dual electorates to Washington. One picked by the Republicans and the other one picked by the corrupt administration in those states, which by constitution, they're not allowed to do. So again, when people start to get frustrated, like Trump isn't going to win, I'm going to explain something to you. I don't think anything has happened to date that they didn't expect. And I do think that everybody out there that's patting themselves on the back because Sleepy Joe Biden won is still in for a very rude awakening.
You know, I've been watching, today I watched the Senate hearing on election security and administration. Boy, did you watch any of that?
No, but you know what? Just the description of the hearing, the title, was enough to make me laugh.
Well, and of course, they're one of their star witnesses there was one Chris Krebs. Now, how much standing does Chris Krebs have? Isn't this the guy that got bounced out of the CISA? He was the director? And he was making statements that this was the most secure U.S. election in history. Now, here's a guy without a job anymore. And I'm looking at this. And, of course, I'm hearing the same old political, dried up, I don't even know what I'm representing or what country I'm in this democracy. You know, I swear to God, I swear to God, Roger, if I was in the well of Congress, if I was in the Senate, I would be standing on the podium screaming at the top of my lungs, and I'm sure I'd hear the gavel banging, oh, you've got to maintain a sense of decorum in the well of Congress. No, the hell with you. I'd be standing on the damn seats yelling, you idiots, this is not a democracy.
The problem is, via programmed ignorance and via changing our textbooks a little bit at a time, and we've already gone through that, and I won't beat it up again several times on your show, the programmed ignorance basically sets us up for. We have been telling the last generation over and over again in schools, in what they see in the news and everything else, that this is a democracy. That's all they hear. Is that this is a democracy. So when somebody walks by,
Roger, these aren't school children. These are United States sitting senators.
Those are the individuals that are propagating that ignorance. Those are the people that people trust. Those are the people that people listen to and emulate or repeat what they say. This is what I'm saying. We have slowly but surely replaced the word republic with the word democracy. And that's all these kids know. And do I blame them? No, I don't. You cannot blame somebody who was made ignorant against their knowledge. You cannot blame them. But we sure as the hell can try and fix it.
Well,
what we do. That's what you and I do.
There are more credible people. I don't have the written list in front of me. But there were Democratic senators that used the time, of course, to grandstand and ignore what they were there for. I saw a severe lack of credible witnesses in front of this Senate hearing. I'm like, and what was the narrative, Roger? The narrative is, well, there are some problems, but we need to move on. We need to fix this and just move on. You can't fix broke. This is snapped in half. It's been obliterated. The republic has stopped functioning.
You can't. When people say you can't fix broke, people need to stop and listen to what that actually says. Okay, if it's already broke, can you fix it? There might be a way you can fix it.
Yeah, you could crap can it.
But not to break it in the first place, it would seem to me to be the best scenario. What we're looking at right now, hold on, because everything you're saying is true. Let's go, and you'll hear me say this on every show. Let's step back and look at the big picture. Let's connect a couple of dots, okay? The first dots we're going to connect are, I have never seen, and I'm 66 years old, I have never seen an awakening in this country like I'm seeing right now. And that's not a bad thing. Okay. What we are seeing is what? 2 days ago, there was a huge rally for Trump, supposedly defeated Trump, a huge rally for Trump in Washington, D.C. Okay. What we're looking at across the country is a hell of a lot of Americans that have woken up to the fact that this isn't right. I think it was 33 last time I talked to you. Somebody told me it could be as high as 36% of Democrats today will, especially if they're in a one-on-one conversation where nobody's over because they don't have any guts, stating that they don't like the way that the election was conducted, and they do believe that there was impropriety.
Okay, well, there's a couple of different takes on this. One is what you just mentioned. That, you know, geez, there was enough, even though, Roger, and this is the beautiful part about this, even though people like Fox News did not cover any of the hearings, the legislative hearings going on in Michigan, they covered a little bit in Arizona, which was, in my estimation, it was not worth the time to sit and watch the whole damn thing. But if it were not for One America News, I wouldn't have known about this. This listening audience wouldn't have known about it. And even still, I think the percentage is right around 29-30% on that issue that said that if I would have known that, well.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, but there's another fork in the road on this one as well. It's the issue of Hunter Biden and his daddy, Joe Jones.
Oh, God.
Being
oh, God. Don't
up
get
to
me
their.
Started.
Oh, I'm going to get you started.
Oh, God.
I'm
going
to get you started. But here, this is the other fork in the road. I have heard that it's up to 32, maybe 35% of Democrats that have said that if they would have known about this Hunter Biden and his daddy and China and this whole rigmarole, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. They would not have voted.
4 days ago, that was 9%. So hell, it's getting bigger quicker.
Okay, so what do we need to do here? Do we have to have 50%, or I'm sorry, in this great democracy, do we have to have 51% of the Democrats to tell us, oh, well, maybe we ought to have another re-election because this one was a little bit tainted? What?
All right. It gets worse than that. It gets a hell of a lot worse
oh,
than that.
Oh, good.
It really, really does.
I want worse.
About...
I can't stand better. Get worse.
Okay. I'm not talking about worse for us. I'm talking about worse for Bubba Joe.
Bubba Joe.
Let me explain why. Let me explain why Bubba Joe is far from being out of the woods, and you're just not hearing these things. You're starting to hear about the 12th Amendment now. That's where it goes to Congress, and each state gets one vote, okay? What you're starting to hear about that is going to build steam. It really is. But that's not the worst of it for the Bidens. What you see coming out, and it's not being reported by mainstream media, is all the new evidence that's coming out against Hunter Biden. But in that evidence that's coming out about Hunter Biden is the connections to his father. Actual conversations and emails, actual meaning that Joe Biden can say over and over again, I didn't know anything about this, I didn't have any part in it. But when you have conversations held between him and his son or him and his business partners, this makes a whole different story. Now, why am I saying this? Because everybody already knows this. What you don't know is that right there disqualifies Joe Biden from ever sitting in the White House. That right there,
okay.
That pay for play, that criminal act disqualifies Joe Biden from being president. I'm telling you that there are still a couple of avenues that the Trump team is taking. Am I going to say this won't come out? I have a feeling if it's the last resort, it will come out. There is no way, if any of this proves to be true, which it's already proved to be true, that Joe Biden is qualified to hold the office of President of the United States. He isn't. That's not a joke. That's not a guess. That's an absolute fact. If any of this stuff is true, and they've got actual emails and voice recordings and the whole nine yards proving unequivocally it's true. Trump has a list of about four items right now, and he's ticking them down. The SCOTUS was one, down, okay? He's got about three or four left, of which I believe the last one will play the legal card. Joe Biden is not, especially even from Burisma, from the Ukraine. Again, this is a country that has him. They're taking him to court for corruption. These things disqualify Mr. Biden from being president.
Okay, now let me give you a scenario, a possible scenario here.
Sure.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, hey, look, Supreme Court of the United States could take a look at this. They could go, you know what? There's enough hanky-panky going on in this thing. Evidence presented, there's question here. And I said that they were going to kick it back to the states or kick it back to Congress. Let me pick that up when we get back, Roger. Roger Landry's with me this hour, ladies and gentlemen. How much longer must this circus continue? Come on, Bozo. Let's get it on.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me.
By the way, yesterday, John Moore sat in for me, and he had his guest, Stephen Ben Noon. I got to get a hold of this guy. That guy had a lot of information. At any rate, I want to thank John for sitting in for me yesterday. Roger, before the break, how much longer must this circus continue? I'm seeing more Bozo the Clowns than I'm seeing anything else. But I said a couple of weeks ago that Supreme Court gets this, they kick it back to the states, or they kick it back to Congress. Well, they did really neither. They didn't say that they didn't have standing in this. What was the terminology they used? Is Roger still there? I just heard him cough. Oh, he just dropped. Well, okay. At any rate, wait for him to reconnect here. You have him? There he is. There you are. Okay.
I just went to answer your question, and bah, I was gone.
Well, now we're back.
look, you and I know that there's a huge difference between merit and standing. Okay, merit means that the functionality of the case in front of them is something they understand. It's something they can work with. Not having standing, okay, means that you didn't go through the right procedures before you came to me. People are wondering why did, and you and I kind of figured it may happen, Why did SCOTUS kick this out? Why did they do that to the president, especially when you've got, you know, a majority of conservatives on the court? Everybody else needs to step back and take a look at this. What you would be doing is setting a precedent with SCOTUS that they need to step in every time there's an election issue. And SCOTUS said no. They said, no, that's not what we're here for. What needs to be discussed right now is with the states. If you have standing in these states and you, they say you don't have merit, then you can move it up to the Supreme Court. But when they say you didn't do it right, so you don't have standing, they never said that the court, that what was being presented was wrong.
Okay, so they never said. Okay, now there have been a team of lawyers all over the country, and they have been bringing cases in the various states.
Yep.
And what the states are saying, they're not saying you don't have merit, you don't have standing.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you suppose, if I can, what do you suppose the Supreme Court of the United States is going to do? Yeah, they're saying merit. States are saying no standards.
No. The Supreme Court said you have no standing at the Supreme Court.
Okay.
It's some of the states that are saying you've got no merit. And let me tell you something else.
Now you're confusing me. What I'm hearing, it's not merit. They're saying you have no standing. They're not hearing the evidence. They're not looking at it. I don't know what the Biden lawyers are saying in these court proceedings, because you know what? We're seeing no transcripts. We're seeing no video. We ain't seeing squat.
But if they say you have no standing, okay, it's different than if you have no merit.
I get that. No, I understand what you're saying.
But you're saying one thing, and that's not what I'm hearing. You're saying that these states are turning down or blowing off these cases because they don't have standing. No, they're blowing them off because they don't have merit.
Okay, that's not what I'm hearing. Okay, then the information I have is different from the information you have.
Either way,
okay.
What I was saying is it really doesn't matter. If you think for one second, and if you go back and look, everybody listening to this, do a little search online, what you're going to find out is the likes of these lawyers, especially Powell and Giuliani, stating that we're going to start as many of these cases up as we can, we'll run them as long as we can, and we don't expect a lot of them to do very much, but they are accomplishing one thing. If the world news and the national news isn't going to say anything about this, but it's happening in your community, and there's being trials held in your community, the word is getting out. There is sympathy, God, I hate to use that word, or empathy being generated for the president across the country. Do they think for a second that they were going to win all of what they – no, absolutely not. And again, a vast majority of the judges that they're going to stand up against were appointed by Obama.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. Mitch McConnell the other day stood up in Senate and said, hey, you know, it's time that we put this childish stuff behind. The president-elect Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out that old Mitchie has taken campaign funds from guess who? Dominion. Now, when we say
that's deep state beyond belief,
Roger, when we say corruption, this there's got to be a new term invented for the term corruption when it deals with these politicians.
Because perpetual corruption.
Perpetual. I mean, outlandish, almost unbelievable. If I weren't witnessing it and watching it with my own eyes, I would tell somebody who was trying to tell me how corrupt it was. You're crazy. It can't be that damn crooked. Can it?
Magnitudal corruption.
Magnitudal. All right. We'll take the break. We'll take your calls today as well, ladies and gentlemen. We got a record number of people listening today. Go ahead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Yes, corruption, Roger. New term, I don't know, mega corruption, super corruption, volcanic corruption, I don't know what you call it.
Hyperruption.
You know, and seriously, Mitch McConnell, that weasel, never was a Trump fan to begin with. He made his feelings known.
Lindsey Graham's the same way.
Well,
I mean,
of course.
We could go down the list.
Oh,
we literally can.
Yeah.
All right? What people don't understand is the Congress in this country and the Senate in this country have literally been owned for so long. It's insane. And why? And I think I broke this down about 6 months ago on your show. Basically, what I told everybody was this. The first term they serve is pretty much them being them, because a lot of what it took for them to get there came from them. But if they show any promise whatsoever, by the time the second term rolls around, there are people that are willing to do a lot of things that were very, very hard for you to do, and they'll take care of everything for you. And all you need to do is this. Now, imagine a person who's been in Congress or in the Senate for 30 to 40 years,
yeah.
And each time they help him to get reelected, they only want just this little bit more. What you end up with is a Joe Biden. What you end up with is a Lindsey Graham. What you end up with is a Mitch McConnell. These people are freaking owned, and the people they pretend, okay, to strike out against, as you said, wait, didn't they, like, give him money for his campaign? How deep is the deep state? People, you haven't got a clue. And the problem is, they made it that way. They made the rules so that they could be there forever. And every time we, the people, decided we would like to discuss term limits, hey, look what's behind curtain number two. Toto just pulled that back, and everybody forgets about term limits. One of the best mechanisms for getting this republic back in order is term limits.
Well, that and start shooting lobbyists before they can get into the Capitol building.
No, you just take all money out of politics, and I've written at least 25 articles on that topic. Take the money out of politics and put in term limits, and what you end up with is something that the founders would be proud of, but every single person who calls themselves an elite is going to be irate about.
Well, and you know, you bring up an interesting point, because for years and years and years, we've been conditioned that around election time, whether it be for the Congress critters, whether it be for the president, you know, whether it be for state legislatures, be they yep. Democrat or Republican, you know, campaign yep. donations. We need campaign donations. And they gather millions and millions and millions of dollars. Yep. And one invariably, Democrats, I don't know where Democrat money is coming from, because what the Democrats have been pushing is, let's destroy the very system that gives us our daily bread. And I'm looking at this, and, you know, what did it take for Lindsey Graham to defeat his opponent down in, North Carolina, South Carolina? I forget which Carolina. But $200 million. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, wait a minute. Is there another way to do this? Is there a way for these politicians not to accept these campaign donations but still get airtime for their political commercials? Okay. You know, if you might see less negative ads, you know, oh, well, mudslinging in politics, well, that's normal. Well, is it, if you were limited how many commercials, since you don't have donors that are giving you $500 million in total or whatever it is, that you'll be more selective in your message to the people that you want to vote for you? So that kind of like skinning that down just a little bit.
No, you just keep rippling on one beautiful point after another. And you're absolutely right. You take money out of politics, but you still need a politician who's running for office.
Oh, no, no. You almost told me this country's a democracy.
I didn't.
No, I know you didn't.
Okay, but let me finish this.
Okay,
you've got all of these people that are basically running for office.
Yeah, okay, they're not statesmen.
They right.
Yeah.
So what you do at this point, since you've taken all money out of politics, is the government says each person running for a specific office has a specific budget. And you've already got laws out there, equal time on air for radio stations, so on and so forth, okay, for all candidates that are legitimate candidates. So if you have equal time on air and you have a budget from the government, then everything stands on an equal leg. Now, whether you get elected or not is not how fancy and how many commercials you had. Is my word better than the other guy standing there? That's the very first step you take in taking this country back. Is you take the freaking money out, and now it becomes incumbent upon your word and not the money backing you.
Oh, boy. Oh, what you're suggesting is, when I see these politicians' lips moving, you're hoping for the day if their lips are moving, they're not lying?
No, I didn't say that. Oh. I said it's the first step.
No, I didn't say you said that. I was just asking you a question.
No, absolutely not. Because what's going to happen is these politicians are going to continue to play game as usual, even though the money's gone. They're going to continue because that's what they know. And what you're going to see is that's going to get them out of office so fast.
Well,
and the new puppy coming in is going to look at this and say, so let me get this straight. Doesn't matter how much money I have. If I bullcrap, I'm going away. But if I tell these people the truth and actually earn my paycheck, I'm going to get reelected.
Hey. And, of course, the government is into all sorts of things.
Of course.
That the politicians have wheedled their way in and taken control of.
Yes.
And I don't care if it's education. I don't care if it's retirement, Medicare, Medicaid.
Yes.
I was standing in my living room today, and I'm just staring at the TV screen watching Fox News do some more stupid, inane, we really shouldn't waste airtime talking about this, but we are because we're here to kill time. That's all we're here for. And the thought struck me, I would love to be able to address Congress, all 535 of these asshats, and yes. tell them, you know, we're tired of the corporatocracy. We're tired of the businesses, the corporations for profit running our country. Case in point. You know, we're not talking about campaign donations here. We're not talking about people that, you know, are betting on the winning side and how deep are you going to scratch my back if I put tons of money into your campaign. And by the way, we'll be on your door to make our wishes known later. I'm looking at this, and if I had the ability to address the Congress of the United States, I would remind them that they let a private corporation for profit literally have the reins of control of this country. Can you guess what I'm talking about, Roger?
Are you talking about the Federal Reserve? Are you talking about the fact that the United States is a corporation?
Bingo.
Owned by the elitist bankist?
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
Believe me, I've been preaching all of this for years. That's the only reason you and I ever got together in the first place, is because you thought I wasn't stupid. I don't know if you still think that, but the point is absolutely right. And part of what I was about to bring up was the Act of 1871. Most people don't understand, and actually Trump is aware of this, and don't ask me how I know, but I do.
Oh, yeah.
He is aware of the Act of 1871.
I can't make a small inquiry, just a little one?
No.
Okay.
Because the person I got this, remember what I did for a living, and I can say occasionally that there are things that I can't say, and nobody has to take my word for that. They can take it just on face value.
Okay, but do me a favor. Because, you know, inquiring minds just need to know. Don't tell me that you got this from somebody. Then you can't tell me who you got it from.
Okay. I can tell you who I got it from. I got it from somebody who used to work there.
Okay. Good enough. Good enough.
That's all you're going to get. Okay?
All right.
So if you stop to look at what's going on today, we're pushing an envelope beyond anything that's ever happened. The United States has never been in this scenario, and the closest thing we have, and I brought this up twice on your last show, the closest thing we have is 1776. We are literally fighting for a republic right now. This is, and everybody who thinks this is wrong, you need to step back and look too. We are in the midst of a civil war. What you have to understand is everything has progressed since the middle of the two centuries ago. Everything has progressed. Wars are not fought the same way. Some of them are when it benefits those who are selling the weapons. But a vast majority of the wars that are underway on this planet today are being done electronically, digitally, politically, and by those who can buy things out from under you that you desperately need. This is what warfare is. We are in a civil war in this country today. John, you and me, and just about every conservative in this country is looking at this like this could be the end of the world. And I'm telling everybody out there, it's not even close to over, and Trump has some serious Trump cards. Yes, play on words. Yes, done intentionally. He has not lost this election, and the proof, the absolute proof of two things. One, Biden committed acts that disqualify him from the presidency. That's not a joke, okay? That's an absolute fact. All that we need is the leadership in Washington, D.C. to get their scrotum together tight enough to actually put that word out. That's the first thing. The second thing is this is more than likely going to end up in Congress. And when Congress decides, it's 30 red states to 20 blue states. And I really think that's where it's going to end up. Don't go away from this feeling like everything is lost.
Or as you mentioned, yeah. You know, we only got 50 states here.
Yeah.
So if it's 30-20 and say five rhino states go, no, we're not going to go.
That's not going to happen.
Oh,
but go ahead.
Okay. You know.
Well, there's a reason for that too, but yeah.
Okay. Well, what's the reason?
The reason is that basically what you are supposed to do is vote the caucus of your state. If your state is Republican, then you go with a Republican vote. If your state is Democrat, then you go with a Democrat vote. This is the way it is supposed to be. Now, anybody who is a conservative, if that happens, or I'm almost ready to say when that happens, who votes against Trump, I swear to God, and those votes will be made public. I swear to God, there isn't a rock big enough anywhere on this planet for that person to hide under. So it's supposed to be they vote the caucus. And if you're going to vote for Biden, if you're a Republican, yeah, this is not going to work good for you. One or two may, but it's 30 to 20.
Yeah,
so
28 to 30. Okay, yeah, I heard the numbers you said, but what if there's five rhinos? Let's say, okay, we're not, and now it's become a split 25-25.
Then you have to go back to the Supreme Court, don't you? Because there is no, actually, there is one more thing that most people are not considering. And this is a big kicker. And I don't know why people aren't talking about it. All right. Did you know that we're going to see for one day, and that is the day the decision is made on the electors, where Pence is the president of Congress. He has the right. Anybody out there want to look this up, please do. He has the right to reject the electors.
Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I have a couple of quick questions. I was curious to know if my $30 challenge had any effect on your fundraiser.
Yeah, it did, Gary. There were a few people that stepped up on that one, and we greatly appreciate that.
Well, I hope everybody else today, I doubled down and did a second $30 contribution this month, and I'm hoping that all the listeners join in on that to help you out. Your guest, I forget what his
Roger
name is.
Landry?
Roger, I'm sure he knows the answer to this. It's no wonder that 48% or whatever it is, 98% of all the congressmen and senators get reelected. The voter fraud shows how that happens. On this last election, the next point I want to bring up is the federal, state, county, local being city. It even goes down to my county sheriff. It goes down to his name is incorporated. Now, who gave the government in total the authority to incorporate, which means that somebody owns this corporation. That goes for the Democratic Party, Republican Party is a corporation privately owned. Voters News Service is a privately owned corporation. That handles all of our elections. Who gave them permission to incorporate? Now, let's get into another point. If you go back to the Constitution and compare what they're using as a Constitution for today for U.S. Inc., and compare that to the 1776 document, you will find three things. You will find substitution of words, phrases. You will find a difference in capitalization, and you will find differences in punctuation. That changes the whole legal meaning of the document. And I do not know of any constitutional convention that permitted them to change the wording and the legal meaning of the Constitution of 1776. I defy anyone to tell me that they have the legal means to do that without permission from the people of the United States. Next question is...
What's that? Okay.
I'm not going to have time to answer.
No. Hey, Gary, he's not going to have time to answer you, but make this part of it quick.
Let me make one quick other point. Who owns all these constitutions and legal documents? Who are the stockholders? Who are the beneficiaries? Who really owns this country? Go ahead, Roger.
All right. And yes, I do know a little bit about this. I've written about it extensively. To start off with, the United States has not been a constitutional republic since the 1870s. Okay? Some would say it was as late as 1876 when a certain law was passed, blah, blah, blah. But it was initiated in 1871. It was called the Act of 1871. And how was that done? Why was that done? It was not done by the consent of the people. It was the most treasonous act ever performed in the United States. And it didn't have, okay, a vast majority of the population in favor of this. What you would have been asking is, can we sell the country and keep the money? What you have to understand is the actual financial position the United States was in right after the Civil War. And this, some felt, was the only mechanism to move forward, but nobody ever even thought of a way back. So what you have to also understand is, since the United States is a corporation and it is not a republic, and it is owned by the elites across the planet, including the Rothschilds, so on and so forth, the United States is owned. But you must also understand that there is no legal standing, here we've got that word standing, for federal judges in any place but Washington, D.C., territories of the United States
Thank
and territorials.
Thank you.
They have no standing whatsoever in any of the 50 states of the United States, but you're ignorant of those facts. I'm not talking about you, caller. I'm talking about people. Okay, they're ignorant of the fact that they don't live in a democracy. They don't live in a republic. They do, in fact, live in a corporation. They're ignorant of the fact that everybody who serves in Congress or in the Senate, or at least an extreme vast majority, are aware of this. So isn't that an act of treason? Or isn't that an act against we the people, because they're not stepping forward? When's the last time you heard a congressman say, hey, by the way, we don't live in a republic, we live in a corporation? You've never heard it. So when you ask me what is or who did, this was done by Congress in 1871 as a mechanism to dispel the economic disaster hitting the United States. But nobody ever figured what it would do going forward, because they never, ever plotted a way back.
Thank you for your call, Gary. Good question. Who's zooming whom here? And I'm looking at these clowns today at the Senate hearing on the Election Security and Administration. And there's that word, administration. And I'm in agreement with you, Roger. Why do we have the federal courts in the several states? If it were not for their breaking into the states with their Fed crap, we wouldn't have to have the federal courts in the states, now would we?
Nope. And it goes even a little bit deeper than that. It's not just that the courts are in our states and enacting, but they're enacting for who? The only jurisdiction that Washington, D.C. and our senators and our congressmen and even our president
miles.
Is 11 square miles. That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
They have no influential power over any of the 50 states, but you don't know that either. So if you don't know it, you're beholden to them. If you don't know the United States is a corporation, then you run around being how proud we are as a republic. If you don't know, and I could go on and on. This is eradicating programmed ignorance. I've been doing it for 10 years without one single day off, and I'm still only about a third of the way that our host John has traveled on this. People, you need to wake up. The only reason things are as bad as they are today is because most Americans are as ignorant as they are today. Not stupid, ignorant.
Well, they're, you know, they're, well, it's Thanksgiving time. Oh, it's Christmas time. Oh, it's Easter. Oh, it's 4th of July. Let me drink a case of beer, get drunk, and blow my hand off with firecrackers. Yeah. They're living their lives, but they complain that the government just doesn't seem to be right, and many people before, well, I'm not even going to bother to vote because what good does my vote do? They're not engaged enough to know that they're not even in the country that they think that they're living in. They're living in la-la land.
That's exactly what they're trying to create. The person you just described is the perfect citizen to those who own us. That's the perfect citizen.
Hey, watch this, us, white man. I don't know what you're talking about, but if you think they own me,
you knew what I was saying.
Oh, I knew exactly what you're saying, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to stress the point. I know they don't own you, and they don't own me.
No,
even by way of their toxic currency, they think they do. But they're not thinking that I know what their scam is and what it's been for over 100 freaking years.
Well, one of these days we'll talk about the income tax today that came into being, and the same year.
Oh, you know, I still have an hour left. You know that, right?
No, I can't do that.
No, one of these days.
You got me 20 minutes before the show again.
Well, that's because you wouldn't answer your phone 20 minutes before that.
Oh, okay. I was on a call.
I know. I'm just beating you up. Well, yeah. I appreciate your time, sir. I want to have you on at least once a week because your take
That's
on
fine.
This. And folks, you know, you might be asking yourself the question, well, who is this Roger Landry? I've heard him on John's show several times. Well, go take a look at the Liberty Beacon Project. This is a project that he put together. The guy sits there in front of this damn computer at his house hour after hour after hour. He writes, he pours over the internet, give you the salient stories, just like Republic Broadcasting does. We don't give
yes.
you fluff. You know,
no.
We are there to try to keep this thing on track and keep people informed. Yeah. So if you want to know who this guy is, why don't you delve into it? Why don't you go to the Liberty Beacon Project? What's the website, Roger?
TheLibertyBeacon.com. And go look at me on Facebook. We have 35,000 people in the Liberty Beacon Facebook page. And my personal page, Roger Landry.
Well,
I don't know, there's probably 10,000 on that.
You know, I'm hoping you lose that 35,000 here in short order.
I knew that was coming.
You knew it, you know, you knew it was coming.
Yeah,
and people will understand how I've been needling you incessantly and teasing.
Yes.
How much longer? How much longer?
You got to chuckle out of me.
Yeah. How much longer?
Chuckle out of me.
Thank you, Mr. Landry. I appreciate your time, sir.
John, it's always a pleasure. It really is. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Top of the hour break, folks. I got a lot of stuff to go over. Don't go away. How much longer must this circus continue? Uh-oh. Also, almost sound like Walter Cronkite there.
Love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stop Terrorism. please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.